The court has heard how Quang Guek Yu, also known as Doik, ran the S21 death camp. 16,000 people are thought to have been held there before being executed by the Khmer Rouge government between 1975 and 1979. Doik has pleaded no contest and given evidence that 196 such camps existed. At the camps, favourite methods of torture range from electric shocks and whips to waterboarding. In their arguments, representatives of S21 victims said Doik sought to minimise his involvement as commandant of the camp throughout the trial, which began in February. The court also heard that ultimate responsibility for the death camps rests with Nun Chia, known as Brother Number 2, who is awaiting trial. Human rights activist and lawyer Thierry Seng says overall the tribunal has only enjoyed mixed success. Among the complaints that have been made are that the victims' representatives have too little time to speak before the court, lengthy delays in the process, and allegations of corruption among the court staff. But Thierry Seng says important lessons have been learned that will be used when at least another 4 Khmer Rouge leaders go on trial.
I think this first case of Doik is important in setting the momentum for the whole Khmer Rouge Tribunal. After 30 years of waiting, after the politicking of negotiating the agreement since 1997, so it was very, very important to jumpstart the tribunal.
As many as 2 million people, or a third of the population, perished under the ultra-Maoist government through execution, starvation, or illness caused by forced moves into rural areas and overwork. The leader of the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot, intended to turn Cambodia into an agrarian utopia. This week, the victims' representatives, Doik's lawyers, and the prosecution will deliver their final statements before the tribunal goes into recess. A verdict and sentence are not expected until early next year. The trials of former Foreign Minister Yang Seri and his wife Yang Thiri, former head of state Khieu Samphan and Nun Chia are not expected to begin until late 2010 or early 2011. Luke Hunt for VOA News, Phnom Penh.